The Ponte Emilius, today known as Ponte Rotto, literally the broken bridge, has a very complicated story to tell. The bridge was carried away more than once by floods from the River Tiber, and it changed its name several times after being repaired and rebuilt. The bridge was built a little upstream from the Tiber island, and it took its name from Aemilius Lepidus, the man who built the bridge in 179 BC. Initially constructed with stone piers and a wooden superstructure, in 142 BC the bridge was fitted with six holy stone arches. In the reign of Augustus and until the year 872, being the largest bridge in Rome, it took the name of Ponte Maximus to commemorate the emperor. Under Pope John VIII, the Roman temple of the Forum Boarium was converted into the Catholic Church of St. Mary of Egypt, and so the bridge was called Ponte Sancta Maria. Having been used over a long period of time with insufficient maintenance, the bridge fell down around the year 1000 and was not rebuilt until 1220 under Pope Honorius III. The terrible flood of the River Tiber completely washed the bridge away, and there was no further interest in it until Pope Gregory XIII in 1573 asked Matteo Bartolani to rebuild it. From that time on, the bridge was called Senatorium. There was a violent flood on the 24th of December 1598, and once again half of the bridge was washed away. From that date, no further project was put forward to save the biggest bridge in Rome. The half of the bridge on the left bank of the river was used until the end of the 18th century as a roof garden above the river, where Roman people could walk as if they were on the prow of an imaginary ship. Once the last arch of the bridge became too dangerous, the bridge was abandoned and acquired its present name, quite simply the Broken Bridge.
Buon viaggio da audiocittà.it.